keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Sure is American music, and that's what you hear on the Big Beat Show, which you have on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and most of the time we hear American music. It is April 15th, 2010, and what we opened up tonight was something called American Music by Danny and the Fat Boys, who are purportedly the Clovers, I don't know, and that's off an Aladdin LP from 1975. That's Aladdin LP number 102. I don't have the LP. Someone sent me that cut, and I hope you enjoyed it. I sure enjoyed playing that for you. Danny and the Fat Boys. from 1975 on Aladdin. That was American music. And I think everything here tonight will be American music, at least for this hour. And I think we should just kick it off, right? I got a few announcements later on, no big deals. It won't take too much time. I'm trying to get 19 songs in tonight. That was one of them. And here's number two. On Madison Records, Madison, 1961, here's Nino and the Ebb Tides. Nino and the Ebb Tides with Don't Run Away.
Sometimes This is Johnny Keys of the Magnificents, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM.
How about that? But the group was called the Rainiers, and it was called I Won $4,000, which came out on the Ace CD in 2002, Flip Doo-Wop Volume 3, the Rainiers, R-A-I-N-I-E-R-S, I Won $4,000. I wish I had sung that song, but I didn't. And just before that, the flip side of the Drivers record that I played last week, the flip side of Blue Moon, September 1957 on RCA Victor, the Drivers gave us I Get Weak. And Nino and the Ebb Tides, Madison, 1961, and Don't Run Away. Hope you're enjoying this so far. I'm having a great time here tonight. And I think this week I was thinking about two groups that recorded for the Deluxe label. Both with high tenor leads. I guess you could say one group, at least the Chanters, I'm going to play something by the Chanters, had a kiddie lead, really. Larry Pendergrass was kiddie lead. And that came out on Deluxe, April 1958, My Darling, and got a lot of play up here in the New York area, and I know it got some play down in Philadelphia. The second group that I'm going to play for you next is the Guy Tones from February 1958. They were just a little bit ahead of the Chanters on Deluxe. And we're going to hear This Is Love. This is not really a comparison or a battle of the groups or anything like that. I just kind of wanted to play these two back-to-back because they have some similarity and that they are also on the Deluxe label. So here, from Jamaica, Queens, the Chanters, and we're going to hear My Darling and then the Guy Tones with This Is Love right here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
Darling, if you love me, won't you tell me so?
My darling, why did you go away and leave me standing? Standing right here, stay, I need you, darling, right by my side.
By my side.
If you love me, why don't you tell me so and tell me now? Before it's time to go, I need you.
My darling, This is love, my mind is hazy. Well, I feel like falling in love. This is love, this is love, this is love, my don't maybe. Well, it's true, I do, I really, really love you. Well, when I went to school, I was an educated fool. They never mentioned love at any time. Now I'm
really a comparison, not a battle of the groups, certainly, but just two great groups that were on Deluxe and had some kind of a youngish sound. The Chanters with My My Darling, Deluxe April 58, and February 58 it was the Guytones who gave us This Is Love. As Frank Chili reminded me, you know, collector Frank Chili reminded me today that the Guytones, all the Guytones records were made at one session when they came up to New York to record for Deluxe. I don't know. What do you think? Two pretty good groups. You have a favorite? I don't know. I'm going to try to avoid playing anything else by them tonight, but who knows? Maybe I just can't resist. But right now, let's go to something that came out on Capitol Records, November 1955. It's a lady named Betty Jean Morris. Betty Jean Morris. And probably it's backed up by a group, very possibly the Q's. I'm not sure if it's the Q's or not. No one is, really. But possibly the Q's. And I played this once years ago, and a lot of people liked it, so we're going to listen to it one more time. November 55, here's Betty Jean Morris, an uncredited group. And this is called Shack Daddy, about a guy who lives in a shack, but he dresses cool and has a Cadillac. Here we go.
Shack Daddy, Shack Daddy, Shack Daddy.
Hell, lives in a shack with his Cadillac parked in the back.
Shack Daddy.
He leaves home every morning in his Cadillac.
Hello, this is James Brown Robinson of the Guy Tones. You're listening to the Big Beat Show on WRSU.
See, what I couldn't resist. I had to play another Channers and another Guy Tones, and so I did. Just now, from July of 1958, the Guy Tones, and How Was I to Know? And just before that, I played the Chanters with what is my favorite record by the Chanters, actually. Row Your Boat, from June of 1958, a big record at Times Square Records back in the early 60s, and that's where I got my copy. And tell you something about the Channers record, Row Your Boat. It's a medical miracle, but if you ever have a headache, you don't feel well, you put that record on, play it three times, and sing along with it, and your headache is gone. And drink some water with it, too, yeah. And ahead of that, at the top of that set, Betty Jean Morris, backed up by a group, could be the Q's, we don't know. November 1955 on Capitol Records, and that was called Shaq Daddy.
Stand by, because we've got a whole gob of more music for you, you, and you too.
You left me.
Last night, slipping sideways, when you should. The tears fell from her eyes. She was crying. She said that she loved you. She was lying. Your heart's bigger. Yes, your heart's bigger. Yes, your heart's bigger than mine. Said that she needed you. Overseas you gone. When you return home, you found she done you wrong. Your heart bigger. Yes, your heart bigger. Yes, your heart bigger than mine. What did you do when you found that love wasn't true? She left you alone. I'll bet $1 million you'll welcome her back home. Your heart's bigger. Yes, your heart's bigger. Yes, your heart's bigger than mine. What did you do when you found that love wasn't true? She left you alone. I'll bet $1 million you'll welcome her back home. Your heart's bigger. Yes, your heart's bigger than mine.
I let my love let you know that I
sorry. I just couldn't resist. I had to play another Channers and another Guy Tones record. I apologize, but I'm sure you accept my apology. Just now, I make this pledge to you by the Channers on Deluxe. June 1961, it was really an afterthought by Deluxe, but Times Square Records and other people were selling so many Channers records that they put that one out, and it probably was recorded about 1958, but it did come out in 1961, the Channers, I Make This Pledge. And it was Your Heart's Bigger Than Mine, the flip of How Was I to Know, which I played previously, I think. Yeah, I did. That was July 1958 by the Guy Tones out of Philadelphia. You know how I know that the Channers were played in Philadelphia? I was in that area, actually, and I heard them on the radio when I was down there, just visiting someone, of course. But they got big airplay up in New York, and I'm really glad they did, because I really, really like that group. And in the next set coming up, we have something on the King record label, King, 1961, by someone called Gene Wilson. And that's Come Here, My Darling, backed up by a group that some call the Genies, but it's definitely not the New York City Genies. I think they're taking the name because this guy's name is Gene Wilson, so they're calling the group the Genies, but not really the real Genies. But we're going to listen to it anyway. But before we do that, from May 17th, 1954, on Decca Records, here are the Mellotones. Great, great song. You ready for this? Matter of fact, stop whatever you're doing, unless you're driving. Sit down on the couch, put your feet up on the coffee table, clasp your hands behind your head, and let's listen to the Mellotones with I'm Just Another One in Love With You.
Happy those tears roll from your eyes. My darling, come here, my lover, come here, my friend.
Gene Wilson on King, 1961, and Come Here, My Darling. I don't think it's the genies. The secret is out. The genies are out of the bottle, I guess. Gene Wilson. Thanks, Gene. And I guess just before that, May 17th is the issue date, 1954. Great, great song by the Mellow Tones on Decca, and I'm Just Another One in Love with You. Hey, Golden Voice Harry sent me a new CD of Cornerstone. And it's called Sharkskin, Silk, and Soul. And I think it's only going to be available on their website, which is goldenvoiceharry.com. It's probably in some of the stores, you know, in the stores in the Philadelphia area and the New York area. But you can also get it, yeah, goldenvoiceharry.com. And it's pretty good. It's got 16 cuts on it and some very, very interesting material. I'm going to play one of them for you right now. Might have time for another one tonight. I don't think so, though. But some things I'd never heard of and some things that are redone of you know, older stuff from the 50s. And even one or two things that were done in the 60s, but not this way they weren't. Anyway, here's Cornerstone with a brand new CD out just this week, I guess. And we're going to give a listen to, let's see, which cut do I want to play? How about the old Cadillac song, The Girl I Love, by Cornerstone. But first, how about this?
Hi, we're Cornerstone. You're listening to the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. That's why I love you so.
Oh, say, I wonder, I wonder, I wonder, should I love you so much? Should I love you so much? Should I love you so much?
Yeah, there's Luther Bond and the Emeralds on the Showboat label, February 1960 for that one. Should I Love You So Much? And just before that, from the new CD, Cornerstone, featuring Golden Voice Harry, Sharkskin, Silk and Soul on their own, self-produced, I guess, their own label, so it's cool. And the only way to get it, I guess, right now is in the regular oldies suppliers that you usually go to retail outlets and at their shows. Or if you want to email them and find out, I don't have any idea how to, you know, the specifics of it, at goldenvoiceharry.com. All right? That was The Girl I Love. Lexington singing Baba Doo on Cooper International Records label 1963. Pretty nice, huh? And before that, I think I told you the Emeralds on Showboat. We got time for just one more. Thanks very much for listening. Please stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show coming right up. I'll be back here next week for some more of the same junk for you, and I hope you tune in again next week. We're going to close it out tonight with Arthur Lee May, the baseball player, Arthur Lee May and the Crowns, on the Flair record label from 1954, and this is called This Is the Night for Love. May harmony be with you. Until next time, thanks for listening, and good night.
This is the night.
Oh!
tonight for love.